Marijuana use among American adults has doubled over the past decade, and recreational pot use is now legal in 4 states. That has led to some unexpected cultural shifts, including on college campuses and in college sports. The Associated Press reports that some schools in the biggest athletic conferences are not punishing athletes as harshly as they did a decade ago for smoking pot, including the University of Utah, where Chris Hill is the athletic director. He's with us from Salt Lake City. And Chris, it used to be that if a player at your school tested positive for marijuana a third time, he or she would be kicked off the team for good. But now it's a half-season suspension. Why the change?
We've done some studies along with other schools to decide how best to make that fine line between punishment and solving a problem that's rampant around college campuses and, as you said, around the country. So we're trying to do more education. We're also focused in on, if you will, some of the more severe, which are illegal in throughout the country, street drugs. And also we've put more resources into testing for performance-enhancing drugs. So it's kind of been a combination package, if you will, maybe addressing some of the challenges that are out there. Student athletes often come, as do students on other campus on campuses, with having smoked marijuana quite a bit and nobody knew it.
Well, you play in the Pac-12 and you spend a lot of time playing other schools in Colorado, in Oregon, in Washington, where recreational pot use is now completely legal. And does that have anything to do with your thinking here that maybe your athletes would be more tempted to try pot while they're on the road?
You know, that's been said, and people have talked about that, and we have some concern. But the reality is what we're trying to figure out is how to do what's best for the student athlete and make sure if they have an issue that we work through it. And you'll never know if they have an issue unless you test at least some.
Are you seeing a problem with your players in those states trying the drugs while they're on the road?
I don't think so. I mean, I would not be naive, but that's why we test to see what's going on. But again, testing is not going to catch everything. We're doing the best we can, we think, to find out if there are issues with student athletes and how to solve them.
Well, when I think about players on a college athletic team getting caught using drugs, I mean, my first thought that comes to mind is, you know, that affects the performance of the player and of the team, and that maybe there should be a zero tolerance policy.
I understand that theory. I don't know, given today's day and age, like I said, people come with that cultural background, and I think, are you just there to punish people? And then people that don't get tested, some are using and don't get caught, whatever. I think that would be a little extreme.
So you're saying that times have changed and our feelings about the use of marijuana is changing along with it?
Well, I think so. I mean, it's obvious that throughout the country, as you've said, if you mentioned before, that there are states it's legal in. So it doesn't mean we want it to happen. It means we want to do the best we can to find out about it and then work our way through it. You know, and when somebody is on the list of testing positive, they're going to be tested more.
So what kind of distinction does your school make between performance-enhancing drugs and the use of recreational drugs?
The reality is that performance-enhancing drugs can cause really terrible health issues long-term. So we're stepping up that. It's more expensive to do that, but we're stepping that up. And I've also learned through time, if somebody gets on performing enhancing drugs, it's pretty scary to just have on their own to get off it or to avoid it, because that could cause health problems.
So what do you do in that case?
Well, we have our medical folks, and, you know, we work for them on almost all this because we're athletic departments. We're not medical folks. And we have hired for the first time, a clinical psychologist that's full-time that works within our department, because there's so many issues, as you know, with the young folks growing up today. And so we have the physician and we have the clinical psychologist to put a plan together on how to get somebody off something like performance-enhancing drugs. It's much more intense than it's ever been in terms of issues, you know, suicides within universities. It's the same in athletics as it is throughout the campus.
At the end of the day, marijuana use is still illegal in the vast majority of states. And so you are kind of walking a fine line, aren't you, by being more forgiving? I mean, even if times are changing, it still is illegal.
I understand. What you do is you make your best judgment. You balance between what's best for the student, both are they have a problem, it's hurting their performance, their academics, whatever. So at the end of the day, I don't think anybody that would test positive for marijuana the first time in any school would be kicked out forever.
Chris Hill, the athletic director at the University of Utah. Chris, thanks very much.
All right. Yeah, appreciate it.